RSM Central's Form Express.
So they're racing on a soft five. The rail's out 4 metres the entire circuit at Sandown this afternoon. And this is what Dean Lester had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and also the play of the day there at Sandown.
I'll stake the quaddie with Chief Eltony winning race two. We'll just make him the best. All right. Race two, number two. And the values, race five, number eight. And that is St Eustace. And the quaddie will go... the first leg, I'm going to go 3, 4, 8. Nine's the one I'm adding, Just You, and 14.
Yep.
The second leg, 3, 4, adding 6, King Magnus. 7's already in there. 9 and 15 goes in as well. Toffee Doll back onto a dry track.
Yep.
Third leg, 6, 9, 14, and 16. And the last leg, I think 10 and 16 are your main chances if you were going to take a chance, but I'm just going to take a smaller percentage quaddie because I'm putting in 2 and 8 as well. So 2, 8, 10 and 16.
Okay, they're racing at Swan Hill as well. This meeting was postponed from Sunday till today, of course. Ray Huxley, this is what he had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and also his play of the day.
I think race 6 is the good thing of the day, Matty. Race 6, number 4, Soweto Hayes. I don't have a value bet, and for the quadrilla, I go the first leg 1, 3, 6, 9, the second leg 1 and 2, the third leg 1, 4, 7, and the last leg 3, 5, 7, and 8.
And Nathan Hobson, he prepares Soweto Hayes, Ray Huxley's best bet in race 6, and this is what Nathan had to say.
Yep, Soweto Hayes, the second last race, he's first up from a spell. He's a nice horse. He might be a little bit underdone, but he'd probably be my best for the day if he's fit enough.
Okay, they're racing at Warwick Farm in Sydney. Shane Montgomery joins us. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners.
How do we back a winner there at the farm?
Well, I think we back race 4, number 8, Stoical. He was resuming from a long spell, competing as a gelding for the first time when he scored with the great authority over this trip last start. That was at Kembla. That race rated highly for the class. I think he can take the next step already second up, having his first start at Warwick Farm. And I thought the best all day was in the second race, Gareth, number 5, Harmony Rose. She looked the part on debut over 1,400. Then she stepped up to this trip last start at Gosford. She again proved too good. She's still untapped. And I think that she's got scope to improve with that run now over the distance behind her. And she's making a home track debut as well. I thought she could go on a winning way. Race 2, number 5, Harmony Rose. In our quaddie here in the first leg in Saddlecloth Order, 2, 3, 5 and 8. In the second leg, Gareth, 2, 5, 7 and 8. The third leg, 1, 2, 8, 9, and then 3, 8, 9, and 12 in the last leg.
All right, then. Good punting, Shane.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Racing at Ipswich in Queensland, Howard Walter joins us. G'day, Howard.
Morning, Gareth. We'll start off in race 7. You've got to be patient today, race 7. It's just before 6 o'clock. Number 7, Kadar. This is a lightly raced mare trained by Chris Anderson. Thought her win second up at Ipswich over this distance was excellent. She got back in the big field and just quickly made a move around the entire field just before the point of the turn, and it was soon all over. She won by over 2 lengths. She should even strip fitter for that third up here. And third up last time in, she ran third at Doomben behind a couple of handy horses, Knight Mariner being the winner, and the runner-up being Rebel Salute. That's strong form for this. I think she can make the next step. Race 7, number 7, Kadar. She's at a nice each-way price, around about $8. And then race 8, number 8, Rebel Rock. He's had 2 starts from a spell. To my eye, he's racing his way into fitness, and he tends to come good about now. He's got a nice claim. There's pace elsewhere. It's only a field of 8. I think race 8, number 8, Rebel Rock will run on strongly and be in the finish. Now, as far as the quaddie goes, there's a very short price favourite in the first leg, and it looks the winner. So start off with 2, into 1, 3, 4, into 1, 2, 7, into 2, 7, 8. That's Ipswich.
Good on you, Howard. Good punting.
Thanks, Gareth.
Racing on the Parks track at Morpheville in South Australia. Nadi Horn, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. How are things?
Good, thanks. How do we make some money there in Adelaide?
I think we can kick things off. I know it's short, but it does look pretty hard to beat in race 3, number 3, Winning Weather. It looks particularly well-placed in this race this afternoon off of its recent form, and you'd feel that it's going to be pretty hard to beat in race 3. So that's race 3, number 3, the first of the specials. We then roll into race number 7. In this race, I think that number 2, Little Contra, does look one of the better bets on the program. It's resuming from a break. It's likely to settle just off speed. They did nominate this horse for a race at Moonee Valley on Saturday and have elected to go to this option and run it at Morfordville. I think that that's a real big tick. So little contra for me in race seven. And the other horse I like comes up in race eight, the sixth heir of Tavistock. It's had a couple of runs back now, this preparation. It's likely to settle handy in the run and does look suited in this race up to the 1550. So the three we're backing, race three, the three, race seven, the two, race eight, the six. For our quaddy today, we'll take the field in the first leg, one out the two in the second, three, six, seven, eight, nine and ten in the third leg, and then come home with runners one, two, six, seven, eight, nine, 11 and 12.
Brilliant stuff, Nadia. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
Racing in WA at Bunbury this afternoon. That's their feature meeting. Peter Antonis joins us with his three bests. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Can we make some money there at the racetrack in Western WA at Bunbury?
Yeah, I think we can. I'm going to start off in race five. There's a first starter called Black Venture, the number eight, which you're currently getting around that sort of $3.20 mark or so. I was really impressed with the way that this galloped the trial. It's coming from some really good form trials. And although Trevor Andrews' stable's going pretty well with the favourite at war, I'm happy to back Black Venture here. So I'll go pretty skinny in the quaddie there in race five as well, with just 1 and 8.
All right, then where do we go?
Race six is the next leg. And again, just going with a two-horse play here at a bit of odds. I like Jake Starr and I also like Lord Augustus. Jake Starr getting a price at around $8 and Lord Augustus is 19. That ladder galloper, it actually won three wide, no cover first up, and I thought it was pretty good going through the line. This looks a lot easier from a barrier. It's got gate one, so as long as the inside's holding up all right, I'd like both of those gallopers to take on She's a Charmer there at around the $2.40 mark.
So Fair Justice, $9.50, and Lord Augustus at $19, Pete. Not bad.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
And then where do we go?
We'll go to race seven, which is my best little roughie on the card as well. I like a couple of odds there at Bunbury today, but Regent Star was enormous last start and settled last in the field with the outside. It managed to get into it straight and really wound up for Boy Hill, but it draws a lot softer here. And it is a horse that once it finds form for Mark Wright and his team, it does tend to run very consistently and win at odds. So Regent Star in race seven is my best roughie, currently $21 on the tab.
Could be a big fill-up day ahead of course, Winter Bottom Stakes Day at Ascot on Saturday. They had the barrier draw yesterday for WA's Premier Sprinting Race. And trekking through barrier 11, he's the solid favourite at $2.20. From Valor Road, barrier 3 at 14. Stage Man at $9.50. And then we go to Celebrity Queen at $9.50. Indian Pacific's had good backing drawn, nice and low there. Probably nearly the leader at $7.50, but in saying that, Condor Heroes gains a start. He probably leads. He's at $71. Do you have an opinion now on the Winter Bottom Stakes after the draw?
It does look a pretty tight race to bet into, and there's a small query over how the track's going to play, given on Champion Fillies Day it was really cut up at that 9-metre pole, and here it is, rail back to 5. Look, I'm thinking Indian Pacific's the big winner out of the barrier draw. I think Condor Heroes is acting like a bunny. We saw that last start. And if you can run that field along, really break him up apart, I think Indian Pacific's going to be in the strike zone. But it does look a very tight race to be betting into.
All right then, Pete. Enjoy Bunbury today. Hopefully we can make some money.
Will do, G-man.
So there's Peter Antonis there. That's looking at Bunbury in WA. Pete Staples, there's Launceston tonight. Hopefully we'll catch up with Pete with Tassie time. But there's harness racing tonight at Ararat. And Brendan Delaney joins us now. Good morning to you, Brendan.
Good morning, Gareth.
Where do we start with your specials there at Ararat?
Race two is the first of which. Race two, number four, Idle Joe, debuted at Kilmore and didn't have the best of luck there. Had some gear issues. The pins didn't release. If you go back and watch a replay, you can see J.D. Quinlan trying numerous times throughout the race to try and get those pins to go, but they didn't go. And I thought she was solid enough there on debut, racing in restricted room pretty much in her legs to come out and win. She's a half to 10 major, so if she can follow some of his bloodlines, I think she can score in this. Race four is the second of the specials, number one, Millionaire. She's a former Kiwi square gating mare. She had her second Australian run at Charlton when she was first up from a break. I thought she hit the line well there to top her off nicely for this one. Only issue, her stand start records are very poor. Going to just have to have your heart in your mouth early. She steps away, I think she'll be winning, but we just need to get through that first 200 metres of the race.
All right, mate. What about a quaddie?
First leg, 4 Rosarito Miss, 6 It's Long Tall Sally, 8 Premonition, 9 Joe Bell's Image. Second leg, 1 She'll Want to Know, 2 Roctagonal, 9 Soho Centre. Third leg, 1 Just Be Your Safe, 8 Teddy Runkle. And the last leg is a really tough race, so we'll stock up the shelves here. 4 I'm Jolly Good, 5 Flaming Lucky, 6 Miss Chianti, 8 Are You OK, 9 Awesome Reactor, and 11 Straight Up.
All right, mate, just repeating your very best there on that program tonight at Ararat.
I think the 2-year-old filly will be winning race 2, number 4, Idle Joe.
All right, good on you, mate. Good calling.
Thank you, Gareth.
There's Brendan Delaney there. We're now joined by the champion, Karen Manning of the Sport of Harness Racing, and she won another Group 1 there on Saturday night when Zeus Bromac led all of the way in the 3-year-old Colts and Geldings division. Hello to you, Karen, and congratulations there. Great drive on a very promising 3-year-old there for the Paul Fitzpatrick stable.
Yeah, hi, Gareth. Yeah, no, it was a bit of a thrill to win on British Crown night. That's been a little while between drinks, so... Yeah, it was a really good night out.
You did a remarkable job, I think, to get him to settle in the end. I know that he got a little bit of keen after Jason Lee tried to cross him at the start, but, geez, he never looked really in danger after that, did he? He travelled sweetly and gave you a wonderful kick at the 400. Do you think he's a horse that can take the next step as a 4 and 4-year-old?
He seems to be very versatile. He seems to have all the right credentials to sort of go on with it. He's not very big at all. He's a little pocket rocket. He's a solid little fella. And like I said, he had to burrow through a little bit early to hold the front. And then, yeah, did over-race a bit. Worried me a little bit. He was pulling quite hard, but certainly didn't seem to affect him at all. He ripped home in 26.7, I think, and felt like he could have gone another lap. So was quite impressive. I think he's only his fourth start up from a spell too. So he's certainly, yeah, looking like he should take the next step for sure.
Could you just explain to the fans out there, Karen, when you have a look at the standard breeds these days, some of most of the best horses are pretty small, like Chicago Bull, Ladies in Red, Zeus Bromac, and you could name a host of these small standard breds, and that when you look at them, you think, I don't know how actually you do what you do on the track.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. You sort of wouldn't pick a lot of them out in a crowd sometimes. No. They're not over the big. You sort of look for the bigger, stronger type of horses, but I think it just comes down to the motor inside, yeah. And the will to win. Yeah, certainly. There is a lot of good small horses.
What about today? You know what goes around in that 2-year-old race, and this particular pace, he's trained by your father, Peter. He hasn't been far away. Can he figure in the finish?
Yeah, look, I haven't really watched him a couple of times, and he was a little bit, his first start, he galloped out. But I thought he'd run in the British Crown Heat, although running nearly last wasn't too bad for a field like this. It's certainly a tricky draw around Ararat too, but he's certainly a chance, I think, if he does everything right. He's no star, I don't think, but he's certainly in that field. He's going to be thereabouts, I think.
Katrina Fitzpatrick does a really good job with her team, especially with her trotters, and you drive Dream Over there in race number 4 that is an each-way hope, according to the market.
Yeah, she loves her horses.
Yeah, she does.
She's always a happy chubby, and she's got Les in, and he's always, well, pretty much guaranteed to step away. You can never say guaranteed, I suppose, it will gallop out tonight now, but he certainly brings his own luck a little bit with his manners. He's not, if he happens to be able to find the front, although there is a couple in there that are good beginners as well. It's a big head start around Ararat if you can lead. So he'll be in it for a long way. He's never far away, never runs a bad race. So just doesn't win quite as often as you'd like, but certainly always a good place chance.
You drive Outback Shadow for your sister Michelle here, Karen, and I don't mind the way that this mare's going. I think she can nearly find the front, and if she went like she did say, last start. I know that she finished sixth, but that was against a hot field there at Melton. Miss Monigal took out that feature. She would take a lot of catching around Ararat, you would imagine.
Yes, she would. She's another one who doesn't win much, but never is running a bad race. Always in the first, you know, few placings for sure. So her run in Melton was quite good. She didn't disgrace herself at all against the better opposition. I guess it comes down tonight whether Mark Lee Jewell wants to hold the front or not. I think it's got enough speed to lead if it wants to, but if not, we'll probably be in the death up handy. And she's quite tough. She can do a bit of work and still finish on. And yeah, you're right. Her form is quite strong without having won a race this time in.
Yep. All right. And Deadly Assassin in the last race. She drive here for Grant Campbell. And so I love these claimers. I think there should be more of them. And sometimes I can't understand why they're not supported as well as they should be. Only a field of six, but it gives horses an opportunity to have a longer racing life. And I would imagine it's easier for the trainers and owners to place their horses like a Deadly Assassin.
Oh, for sure. Yep. It's certainly starting to run a few more of late. I guess with the COVID and that, they didn't run any, and all the sort of claiming class horses went elsewhere, I think, and now they're sort of starting to build up a few more now, and hopefully you can get bigger fields if they keep having them in the near future. So it is a good place for horses like him. He's still going well enough, but it's just the only place he can race is Melton, and it's just a bit hard for him. So gives him a few more options. He needed the run a bit at Charlton the other day. He went okay without being well, but he has probably improved a bit off that run. And tonight, it's probably not even quite as hard as Charlton. Mm. Freddie Funk goes well, obviously. It's probably a good race for him. He's probably just going to need that touch of luck in a small field. Sometimes small fields are a bit tricky, but, yeah, he shouldn't be far away.
You're a legend. Good luck, Kes.
No worries. Thank you.
There's a great Kara Manning there with her drive. So she's got some nice drives, maybe the one in the last, Deadly Assassin, and then Outback Shadow. You can follow that horse at a price. Definitely a hope there in race five.
George Ferrugia's Greyhound form for the Metropolitan Festival of Greyhound Racing, culminating in the TAB Melbourne Cup final at Sandown Park this Friday night.
Hello, George.
G'day, mate. That's our dog, Green Blazer.
It wasn't grey, was it?
No, it's no. The next litter, the Shimmer Shine, mate. That's the Mapunga Blazer. You have the Team RSN Greyhound. That's the sister. That's the brother for Team TAB.
Okay.
So well done, Team TAB, getting a winner with Jason Sharp scoring there with Green Blazer.
They're a long way off RSN 927. We would have to be the most successful syndicate, wouldn't we? Close to anyway. And there's still chances. If you're listening here, I've got to ask you a couple of questions. And I forget to ask most of the time because they come in too late. How are the RSN 927 dogs going, first of all?
Yeah, look, yours were some of the younger from the crew. So the oldest one is the sister to Green Blazer.
Yep.
Trainer Angela Langton told us that she's got lots of speed, chasing really well. She shouldn't be far off the racetrack. The others have finished breaking in and are pre-training now, mate. So hopefully
we can
have fun in a couple of months' time, mate.
And we can all head to the races to watch our greyhounds go around. Now, is there any shares available still to join our party, to join the RSN 927 team?
There is some limited shares, mate.
Okay.
And we all know that apart from Angela Langton and Matt Lanigan, we've got the hairdresser on board too.
Yeah, I need a haircut too. I might have to head to Bendigo.
Absolutely. He just got his greyhound in his kennels. Her kennel name is Jo.
Yep.
She broke in okay, so hopefully Team RSN will be kicking goals before too long.
And how do we get in contact with you if we want to buy a share in the RSN 927 syndicate?
Probably the easiest way is to go to sandowngreyhounds.com.au. There's an ownership tab at the top of their page, and we can get in contact with you from there. So that's probably the easiest way, mate. We can join with Gareth all in getting a few winners. But as we said, obviously that dog's not in the class of Shimmer Shine, but he went 17.75 down the back, Green Blazer, today. So they'd be very happy with that.
Yeah, don't worry. Our greyhound will get a little stronger, and it's got high speed. the one with Andrew Langton, and it's a great time to join our party. And Sport 927's been dominating an open class greyhound, metro class greyhound for Matty Lanigan. So touch wood, let's hope that continues on. Go RSN 927. Anyway, Georgie, how do we make some money so we can pay for a share in our syndicate.
Absolutely, mate. Race 10, number 5 at the Meadows, I like Moonflower. I think conditions will suit. It will be a nice quick track today. We're in 30 and 33 last start, which is not elite, but it went 5.04 early. The start before that, it got into a little bit of trouble. It went 5.13. So you get an indication this greyhound can show some real speed. I think it's starting to get a little bit stronger. It's got a slow beginner on its inside, and I think it can lead them again and be very hard to beat. Race 10, number 5. Quaddy numbers 1 and 3 into 1, 2 and 4, into 1, 3, 4 and 6, into 2 and 4. That's at the Meadows this afternoon on a beautiful spring day in Melbourne. Ballarat tonight, mate. Race 3, number 1, Quintana Bale. Only had a few starts. He's only had 3 starts, Gareth. He's won 2 of them. Impressive 22-16 win there 2 starts ago. What I liked is a really split was good, 8-37. She steps up now to the 450 metres. She's by Barsha Bale out of Folio Bale, who was an absolute gun pedigree. She's an absolute blue blood in Team Daly's hands, and I think we'll be seeing a little bit more of Quintana Bale. So race 3, number 1. Quaddy numbers, 1, 3 and 8 into 1 and 2, into 1, 3, 4 and 7, into number 8 to bring us home, mate, and hopefully we can get a couple of winners.
All right, good on you, George. Thanks for that, mate.
Thanks, mate.